GAO says the IRS needs to make sure tax software companies are complying with their standards. Jim White is the director of tax issues at GAO. He joins us now live to tell us more about this report. Mr. White, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Glad to be on, Amy.
Now, tell us first about how the IRS can monitor tax software companies. Are we talking about standardization here?
Not standardization across the companies, but these are the software companies that taxpayers are familiar with, the producers of tax software like TurboTax, Tax Cut, Tax Act. We were asked to look at what IRS knows about why taxpayers use that software and what kind of oversight IRS provides of that software.
Now, you mentioned some of the big players in this sector, but with the advent of the internet, there are about a kajillion different places. Did you find that the IRS is having trouble identifying everybody who just wants to even be in the tax preparation business?
I don't think that's the issue. The three that I named handle most of the returns that are prepared using this software. You're right. There are other software providers. They're quite small, generally.
Okay.
But you've got about 39 million taxpayers using this kind of software, and that's why this is important.
And the ability for the people who use those products to file electronically is supposed to make the IRS's job easier. Is that turning out to be the case?
It's supposed to make it easier for IRS. It's cheaper for IRS to process returns that are filed electronically. There's also big benefit for taxpayers. When tax returns are filed on paper, IRS has to copy those paper returns into their computers. That's done manually, and that introduces mistakes, and then that creates problems for taxpayers that they have to correct down the road with IRS. They have to sort out those mistakes. So returns that are filed electronically have fewer mistakes on them, so that's a benefit to taxpayers as well as to IRS.
So what's the speed bump then with using this software from the other companies? Is there an endemic situation where perhaps somebody's form is not going to be quite as thorough as someone else's form? Where's the break there?
Well, that is the question. Right now, IRS does not have a very good handle on whether there are risks to the tax administration system from this reliance on these companies. And what one of the things we're recommending is that they do a systematic assessment of the risks to determine whether there are ways that the software could be improved to make tax returns filed by taxpayers more accurate. We also want them to look at the security and privacy of the taxpayers' data, because when they file these returns, that data goes through the company's computers. That sort of thing.
Is the IRS equipped to do all these things that you're recommending, or do they need some resources to be able to even meet your recommendations?
We think they can do this, and in fact, they've agreed with our recommendations.
Okay, so the recommendations include having the IRS require a software package identifier. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, well, one of the things we want them to do is do more research to get a better understanding of why taxpayers use the software, how they use it, whether they're using it accurately or not to produce accurate tax returns. And in order to do that, we'd like IRS to do some systematic research. And that first step is just being able to identify what software package taxpayers use. And right now, they cannot, there's no identifier on the return when it's filed that tells IRS which particular version of the software the taxpayer used. So, for example, if one version of the software is producing an error for a lot of taxpayers that use it, if IRS could figure that out, they could work with the company to correct the error.
Is that just an oversight on IRS's part? Did nobody just ever think of it? Or was there a reason that has not been done up until now? What did you find a reason there?
We didn't find much of a reason. There's an identifier on there right now that allows IRS to identify the company. What's not on there is an identifier that tells them the particular version of the software that's used. And the companies have different versions of the software, so you'd like to know the specific software.
Yeah, I just did mine over the past week or so, and I used one of the products that you mentioned at the beginning, but I had to do an update And I imagine not everybody does the update. They'll throw the CD-ROM in the computer and just do it with what's there and not necessarily. So I can see what you're talking about.
Yeah, and there are different versions. Some are basic, some are deluxe versions. So you'd like to be able to trace back and mm-hmm. tell what version was actually used. And if you find a pattern of mistakes being made by taxpayers that use a particular version, then you've got an opportunity to work with the company and try to eliminate those kinds of mistakes.
I know this is very specific to software, and that's what you focused on, and I appreciate that. I wonder, was this also an issue with tax preparers? I'm thinking folks like H&R Block, people like that. Was this also something that the IRS had to deal with then?
That's a great question. As I said, about 28% of taxpayers use this kind of tax preparation software, but about another 60% of taxpayers use paid preparers. So overall, about 90% of taxpayers are either using software and preparers, and actually, we've done work in the past on paid preparers and have similar issues there. In fact, one of our outstanding recommendations is that preparers be required to use an ID number so that IRS could do the same sort of work with them that we're imagining doing on the software and, you know, looking for patterns of mistakes.
I wonder if the software solution, though, wouldn't fix a lot of it because a lot of paid preparers use software of one form or another.
They do. Now, they're using a different type of software.
Yeah, it's more of an industrial grade software than just buying something at the store.
Yeah. But I'm not sure, you know. What we've found in our past work is preparers make mistakes, and at least in some of the cases that we found, those mistakes were not caused by the software they were using. The preparers were making the errors themselves.
So the IRS, how did they respond? I would think that they would want to make sure everything is on the up and up and hunky-dory because they like for us to use these sorts of software packages. It makes their jobs easier.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they've got an interest in tax returns being prepared accurately. If they're not prepared accurately, IRS has to find those mistakes and then work with the taxpayers to correct them, and that's very costly and for IRS, and it's time-consuming for taxpayers. So you're right, they'd like to eliminate them. As I said, they've agreed with our recommendations.